I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WYSO Today for Wednesday, February 25th. A federal judge in Washington, D.C. stands behind her ruling that enables Haiti's temporary protected status designation to stay in place, at least for now. WYSO's Catherine Mobley spoke with an attorney representing a group of Haitian TPS holders. They are suing Donald Trump and the Department of Homeland Security.
Federal District Judge Ana Reyes will not change her decision to halt the termination of temporary protected status for the nation of Haiti. TPS is how most of the 350,000 Haitian immigrants are legally in the United States. The designation was set to end February 3, 2026, but the night before, Judge Reyes issued a hold to prevent this. Jeff Popoli is one of the attorneys representing Haitian plaintiffs who are suing the Trump administration and the Department of Homeland Security. According to Popoli, Judge Reyes measured her final decision against a legal test called balance of equities, weighing the potential harm to the Haitian immigrants with TPS if TPS is terminated versus the potential harm to the U.S. government if TPS is not terminated.
The Haitian TPS holders would lose their legal status overnight. They would lose their ability to work overnight. ICE raids would presumably start very, very soon thereafter in places like Springfield and Miami, because the government has not taken that off the table as a potential response to TPS ending. And if these folks are deported, they would be deported to one of the most dangerous countries on the planet.
Meanwhile, Judge Reyes stated the harm to the U.S. government is that it cannot deport people at the rate it desires. At the same time, she is presiding over a discovery hearing connected to the original Haitian lawsuit against President Donald Trump and the Department of Homeland Security. Attorneys on both sides are presenting evidence supporting their positions. Popoli claims the government has not followed proper procedures to correctly terminate temporary protected status for Haiti. Reporting for WYSO News, I'm Catherine Mobley.
A Republican state lawmaker is trying to build support for his bill to create what he calls an enforcement mechanism to ensure that colleges and universities are complying with Senate Bill 1. That's the law that bans most diversity programs and requires what is described as intellectual diversity on college campuses. State House correspondent Karen Kessler reports.
The bill would withhold state share of instruction funds from any state college or university not in compliance with certification, employee reassignment, and cost cutting under Senate Bill 1. Representative Tom Young says the money would be withheld for the full fiscal year, not just until compliance is assured.
This is not a punitive act of legislation. It's accountability legislation.
Young says the bill does not impose automatic funding cuts, and he believes university presidents are working on compliance, but he's concerned that some are, in his words, just checking the box. The American Association of University Professors says the bill politicizes higher ed, targets employees, and erodes academic freedom. Karen Kessler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
If you were a tree, what kind of tree would you be? That question might be more meaningful in Ohio in the future if a new bill passes into law. State House correspondent Joe Ingles reports on legislation that would allow human composting.
Republican Senator Bill Blessing says the bill would allow a deceased person to undergo natural organic reduction.
Over the course of like a month or so, the body becomes basically a bag of dirt.
Blessing says this process is allowed in some Western states. It's more expensive than cremation, and the Catholic Church has come out against it. But Blessing says Ohioans deserve to have this option if they choose it. More than a decade ago, the Ohio legislature considered a bill to allow a dead body to be liquefied, but that failed to pass. Joe Ingles at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Look for a nice day today for late February with a high near 50 degrees. I should get a fair amount of sun, maybe some clouds down to our south. Snow chances have dramatically diminished from yesterday's forecast. Now expecting just a small chance of maybe a light dusting of snow later tonight into a Thursday. And that's WYSO Today for Wednesday, February 25th. I'm Mike Fraser.